Christians decry Kenya's referendum. A church in Asia is told to remove its cross and nameplate. And do you know what your CQ is? These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Christian leaders of Kenya were vocal opponents of the new draft constitution. It was aimed at reducing political tensions that erupted into deadly election violence in 2007. Opposition stems from concerns over abortion, religious privilege, and socialism. IN Network's Rhody Rodehaver says,
I think they're worried about whether or not this constitution will actually impact corruption or whether it may put more limits on freedom of religion for the evangelicals.
Rodehaver says they're concerned about the impact on their work there. Their team teaches in an informal school in the Kibera slums. Does it make a difference?
Part of the curriculum is biblically oriented. The children are getting Bible stories. They're hearing the gospel, and it is the church sharing the gospel to their own people. Our role is simply to empower them and provide the training and some of the resources.
Elsewhere, a Gospel for Asia-supported missionary has been told to remove the cross and nameplate from his church, or authorities in his country will do so. Police say they need to be removed because villagers are seeing those symbols and turning to Christ. Pastor Kian Matur, who has led the church for the last 2 years, refuses to take down either item and continues to hold regular worship services. Pray that authorities will leave the church alone and that believers will remain courageous. You're listening to Mission Network News. Summer of Hope 2010 has just concluded. Yesterday, we brought you some of the stories of God's work on the reservations warrior leaders visited. And Ron Hutchcraft says their 4,500-mile journey to 9 reservations can be described in one word: breakthrough.
In just 3 weeks' time, among a people group where it is rare for people to come to Christ, they led over 600 native young people to a relationship with Jesus Christ.
A common thread helped the warrior leaders relate to the other native youth.
Wherever they went, they seemed to find kids like them. The issues are the same no matter where they are from. The same despair, the same suicide attempts, the same violence, the same brokenness, the same sexual abuse.
Although the summer is over, Hutchcraft says it's just the beginning of these youth's lives of hope after their Jesus moment.
Our prayer and our follow-up commitment is that that moment become a movement.
Pray for strength among the new believers and native leaders. Elsewhere, Ramadan begins in less than a week, and Christian ministries are actively preparing. David Harder of Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, says they're praying that God will use TV to bring people to Christ during this Muslim celebration. Sat7 is planning special programming during Ramadan, since many Muslims will be more open than usual to God's call.
It's a religious time, but it's also a family time, and it's also a time when many people in the Arab world are truly seeking God. And we do have many stories of people who during Ramadan have been crying out for God to reveal himself, and they have dreams of Jesus.
In the meantime, believers need to pray.
Pray that people would be thirsty and hungry for the truth, that they would seek the truth, because we know those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled.
Ramadan starts August 11th. Check back then for more on Sat7's involvement. And Mission Network News may help increase your cultural awareness, but imagine what a full-day seminar would do. Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan is hosting a CQ seminar on September 13th. The seminar, hosted by David Livermore, will teach leaders how to assess and improve their CQ, or cultural intelligence. This is ideal for church leaders, mission teams, and educators. But hurry up, because early bird registration ends tomorrow. Visit our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.